Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. The final Friday of each and every month is Blue Friday on this program. And as you know, we take the opportunity to honor some local law enforcement professionals who have gone above and beyond, who represent, in my opinion, the best of the badge. Sometimes it has to do with arrests and apprehensions, and sometimes it has to do with helping somebody in the community that just needed a little extra on that day. And that's the situation today. I got a wonderful email from a gentleman who said, I want to tell you about two Henrico police officers who made what was probably the worst day of my life into one that was tolerable. It was a day that his father had passed away at home. And he said that he knew, since his dad was not in some sort of a healthcare facility, he had to reach out to the police department. And he just wasn't sure exactly how this was going to go. Two police officers, police officer Chelsea Mallory, police officer Simone Temple, showed up. And as this gentleman said, got him through what was really one of the worst days of his life. And the story just touched my heart. And I know how difficult it is when you are a police officer to go out to one of those calls. And so the fact that officers Temple and Mallory were able to get this gentleman through it and touch him in such a way on an emotional level that he had to reach out to the chief of police in Henrico and to us. And I'm thrilled that these two ladies are our Blue Friday honorees. So ladies, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, Officer Temple, let's start with you for a couple of seconds here. Tell me a little bit. This is obviously just a slice of one day, but every single day you are out there, you're responding on days when, let's face it, people are not having good days.
Right. So this was a call that came out. This was actually my first call for a DOA. Ooh. As I'm still in field training.
Okay.
So I was nervous at first because I didn't know what to expect. But once I got there and I met Mr. Tuck, I just wanted to make sure that he felt like we were there to assist him in any way that we could, and he could feel the compassion from us as we dealt with that call.
Well, and that's what came through for this gentleman. He said it was about the compassion that you viewed, or that he viewed in you, that he felt from you. So this was your first call. You're out in field training. Officer Mallory, are you the FTO, the field training officer?
I am.
Oh, all right. So let's talk a little bit about that aspect, because you've got more than a couple of days on the job.
I do. I'll be at 5 years in July, and Officer Temple is actually my first recruit that I've trained. So we both have kind of worked through that together.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I've been on more of these than I would like, and they all are very different and very hard in some aspects. But the biggest thing is just making sure that you're there for the family and helping them in any way that, you know, you can, because a lot of them might not have experienced it yet, so they don't exactly know the process and how it works. And
right.
I'm always really big on explaining the process and trying to tell them, if I can, exactly what we're doing and how long things will take if I can.
Okay. Okay. Now tell me a little bit, as you mentioned, field training officer, 5 years on the job, training officer Temple, and she's doing okay?
Yeah, she's doing great.
Oh, good. I mean, because if there were problems, we might have to, you know, shift the way the seats are arranged and everything else. So tell me a little bit, because as you said, you've been on more of these, obviously, than you want to be, right? One is too many, but it becomes part of what you do every day.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does. You kind of develop a different sense of it, I guess. You know, you turn into the business side of it as much as possible so that you can get through the call, depending on how it affects you. But you can't lose the human side of it, and
right.
Seeing, you know, anybody who's ever experienced loss in their life, you know, they know it's hard. So especially when you've got somebody who's there and it's their parent.
Absolutely.
So you just do everything you can to help them.
That is Police Officer Chelsea Mallory with the Henrico Police. Police Officer Simone Temple with the Henrico Police. Field training is underway. Now, how long have you been on the job?
I've been on the job. I started my academy in July of last year, and then I graduated March 2nd of this year. So still in field training right now.
You are brand new. Oh, my gosh.
Brand new.
Okay. Did you have any vision at all before you applied for this that this was the sort of thing you'd be dealing with?
It's kind of something I knew would come along with the job, but I never imagined that it would come so quickly within the job.
Yeah. So when you were dealing with this, and again, it's a tough call, and there's some calls that every police officer learns to dread, right? Domestic disturbances are always bad. There's just never a winner. There's never really a good way to deal with that. And you've got a death somewhere. Boy, this is obviously a bad situation. So as you were going through that, I'm just curious to know what's going through your mind.
Well, honestly, I lost one of my parents when I was younger.
Oh.
So that was something that was difficult for me. But I remember having people around just to making sure everything would be together for that, but also at the same time knowing that there was a job to do and they still had to do their investigation part. But I remember what it felt like to just have them be real with me and just take that time out just to speak with me to make sure I was okay.
I think that's great. I think the idea that you can bring personal experiences for both officers, obviously, and a sense of compassion and caring to the job of a police officer says an awful lot, not just about you, but about where this profession is today. It's part of the community, right?
Yeah, I mean, correct. Especially here in Henrico, I mean, we put a huge emphasis on community engagement, community involvement, in all different aspects, you know, whether it's going out and meeting with business owners or, you know, throwing the football to kids in different apartment complexes or, you know, whatever it is.
And you find it rewarding?
I do. That's definitely one of the brighter aspects of it.
Right.
I've got the same kids that I see or deal with fairly often. And, you know, that's one of the most important things to me is trying to make an impact in their life, especially if you catch them earlier and they're getting in trouble.
Right.
And, you know, whatever influence you can have on them to hopefully get them back on, you know, the straight and narrow. It's important for their future.
It absolutely is. And let me ask you, when you look at the community you're dealing with, little kids who perhaps are hearing bad stories about bad police officers, and sometimes you get the mom or the dad, I don't know if you've experienced this yet, where you have the mother or father who says to the small child, hey, you got to be good or that officer's going to lock you up. And you think, oh, my God, you've undone all the work we've tried to do. But you're still going out there doing the job, right?
Still going out and doing the job.
And you're what are you looking for long term with this?
Long term. Haven't really thought about where I want to be with this, but I know that when I got into this, it was basically to help out with the community. I don't live in Henrico, but I thought Henrico was a great place, a great department to come and work for. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity for me to go out and get that community engagement.
And I would imagine that as you're looking at Officer Mallory and understanding what a great field training officer is, you're perhaps thinking someday down the line, FTO for you?
FTO would be good. She's definitely been a great field training officer thus far.
I love it. Well, listen, ladies, I am honored that you came in to spend some time with us. Police Officer Chelsea Mallory, Police Officer Simone Temple. It's been my pleasure to have you here. You both exemplify what it is that police officers need to do and are doing on a daily basis. You are our Blue Friday honorees. You get, in addition to having your story story told in the air. Perhaps one or two folks over at the PSB maybe are aware of you in a very good way. It's not always good to be known by the higher-ups, but sometimes it is. But you'll also each get a lovely gift bag from our friends at Heritage Chevrolet, includes some little doodads. You're not going to retire off it, but a $100 gift card each. And again, we thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.